informal sector. In the informal sector, people earn their money outside the official economy, are rarely licensed, and do not pay taxes. The economic contribution of this sector is not included in GDP figures. The formal sector of our economy includes economic activities that employ many people who earn a regular wage. They comply with labor laws. The technology and skills involved in this sector are advanced. The operation is approved by the government and they pay taxes. The informal sector is becoming more and more important in most developing countries. People working in this sector may be involved in primary, secondary and tertiary activities. However, the majority of informal employment is small-scale manufacturing and trading. Street vendors set themselves up along busy streets and close to transport hubs such as bus terminals and taxi ranks. The informal sector is a source of wealth for disadvantaged communities, and government support of these small businesses can contribute to the country's economy. Some examples of employment in the informal sector: hawkers, spaza shops, pavement car mechanics, car guards, taxi drivers, people collecting waste for recycling, childcare, vendors at flea markets, street vendor telephone services, etc. The advantages of informal sector: people have an opportunity to earn some money to support a family. People can make their own decisions. The business is footloose. It can be, in other words, practiced anywhere. It can involve the whole family. Disadvantages: people work long hours, often in the open, and so are exposed to harsh weather conditions. There is nowhere to store stock. People are vulnerable to theft and attack. If a worker is ill, he or she does not earn money. There is no regular income. Hawkers are often removed from street corners by police and they will lose their stock. Workers have no rights and so are unable to campaign for better pay, shorter hours or better working conditions. Traders have a limited market to which they may sell their goods. Traders have difficulty transporting their goods.